From the land of the midnight sun, the sound of Alice Babs. Welcome to this special edition of the Jazz Image. This is Lake Hammond with a sampling of memories and conversations from 60 years of jazz broadcasting. Lionel Hampton was a showman first and foremost. Well, I can't say first and foremost. It was beautifully integrated with his musical genius. He was a leader in the every sense of the word. Very different from Count Basie. Basie did not face the audience and stimulate what Lionel Hampton delivered. And it was electric. I kept track of him through the years. Later on in life, I interviewed Lionel when he was in 90s and tremendously successful. The conversation we had ever so briefly offstage at the Apollo and how good it was to make this contact.
Good evening, Apollo. This is Lake Hammond from WOV calling Extension 6 and Lionel Hampton. Hello, Lionel Hampton, Jack Walker and
yeah,
associates.
Jack Walker here.
How are you, Jack? This is Lake Hammond, okay, the little bandmaster.
Okay, I got Hamp right here whenever you're ready.
All right, we're on the air right now, Jack.
Well, Hamp, put your shoes back on. Come on, we're on the air. So here's Hamp. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Hamp, we finally caught up with you. I'm Lake Hammond. They call me the little bandmaster at the 1280 Club here in New York.
Yeah, man, I know all about you.
How are you?
Yeah, great. Everything is great.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're putting on a real tremendous show, and last night's amateur night was really, a buster all the way.
Yeah. Well, we're doing our best, you know.
Oh, you always do. You're one of the greatest showmen in the business, if you want flattery that way.
Oh, man. Look at you. Thank you. Thank you, darling.
That's all right, dearie. Wow. Say, listen, there's one thing I wanted to ask you. You've got a lot of youngsters in your band, and there's a guy up in the brass section by the name of Quincy Jones.
Yes?
We just played Kingfish here, which is a real bouncing, terrific thing.
Yeah.
And about these youngsters that you more or less bring up in the business, where do you find them?
Well, you find them in different schools, you know.
And around the country.
Yeah, they're all very well equipped because most of the kids are taking music from when they're 7th, 8th grade in school, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they come up and go to high school and junior high school and they have harmony and arranging, you know.
Well.
And you catch these kids when they're around 15 or 17 years old, man, they're really it, you know.
And you more or less train them.
Yeah, then I train them with their...
You indoctrinate and orientate and all that sort of stuff.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be on June the 23rd, this month, June the 23rd.
Yes, sir.
We're going to open at the bandbox.
And we'll be down there in that subterranean chamber, and we'll be wailing with you.
You be wailing with me, man?
Yes, sir.
Well, you got one.
Okay, fine. Well, listen, just remember, Hamp, though the record of life may be scratchy, keep the needle in the groove, and we'll be joining you at the Apollo, and then on June 23rd. Underground at the bandbox, Crossroads of Jazz.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Okay.
Now you're talking, man. All right.
It's good night from the Apollo, where we've been talking to Jack Walker and the Hamp.
The Jazz Image Special Edition was made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer of this series is Steve Blonds. Tape restoration and digital transfer by Steve Weiss and Creation Audio. Catherine Vai is our audio librarian. Production assistance provided by KBEM FM Jazz 88 in the Twin Cities. This is Steve Blonds speaking. Join us again for more of Lake Hammond's historic interviews on the next installment of the Jazz Image Special Edition.